The United States is hosting a strategy session in New York today to find ways to help Somalia build a government. Somalia's had no central authority since 1991. Americans are concerned it could become a haven for terrorists, and they're even more concerned now that Islamists have seized control of the capital, Mogadishu. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
U.S. officials speak about Somalia as a key battleground in the war on terrorism, but Democratic Senator Russell Feingold, who follows Africa on the Foreign Relations Committee, says the U.S. hasn't done enough to respond to the problem and is now having to play catch-up.
This is an example of a real lack of attention to the real issues in the fight against terrorism. While we're so Iraq-focused that we forget about some other places that are obvious problems. So we need to do more.
Feingold describes U.S. policy toward Somalia as contradictory and self-defeating. The U.S. is widely believed to have been funneling money to warlords who claim to be fighting terrorists. The State Department's counterterrorism coordinator, Henry Crumpton, wouldn't answer questions in public about that at a Senate hearing this week, but acknowledged that the U.S. was surprised when a group called the Islamic Courts Union defeated the warlords in Mogadishu.
We have an imperfect understanding of them. They did send us a letter proclaiming that they are not an enemy of the United States, and our response has been very clear that we expect them to work with the transitional government, and we also expect them to work with us to hand over al-Qaeda and foreign fighters that have found refuge in Mogadishu.
Crumpton says one man linked to the U.S. Embassy bombings in East Africa in 1998 is believed to be hiding in the Somali capital.
This is a resilient, enduring, dangerous al-Qaeda cell. And we must make every effort we can to rid Mogadishu and Somalia of this threat.
The U.S., he says, needs legitimate players inside Somalia with whom it can work. That is in part why the U.S. is now stepping up efforts to help a transitional government, now in a southern Somali city called Baidoa, to gain some traction. The U.S. is also inaugurating a so-called contact group on Somalia with Tanzania and several European countries. Ted Danier of the Congressional Research Service says he's hoping diplomats will come up with a more coherent approach.
To look at not just the threat of terrorism, the threat of extremism, but also to look at what can be done once and for all to be able to establish a system whereby we can address the issue of poverty, the issue of stability, the issue of governance, and the issue of extremism.
David Shin, who was the State Department's coordinator for Somalia in the early 1990s, is not too optimistic about the new diplomatic initiative, given the complexity of Somalia and the lack of a clear U.S. strategy since Black Hawk Down.
The good news is that they're finally thinking of it in broader terms than catching bad guys. I think that is apparent now. But what exactly they're thinking of doing and whether they have any serious resources to support the effort is quite another matter.
As Senator Feingold pointed out, the State Department has only one full-time position in the field focusing on Somalia from the U.S. Embassy in neighboring Kenya. And the man who had been in that position left recently after privately sending messages back to Washington criticizing the U.S. support for warlords. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.